borrowed strength. Ephesians 6:10. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Supporting texts, Samuel 17:45, Isaiah 41:10, Psalm 46 early morning. Today, I want to talk about a truth that can change how you face every morning. Borrowed strength for today in a world that demands you pull yourself up by your bootstraps. God offers something better, his strength, not yours. It's not about mustering more grit. It's about receiving what's already available. Let's dive in. Before the alarm buzzes, before the coffee brews, before the day's demands hit like a wave, you make a decision. Whose strength am I borrowing today? Most of us don't wake up declaring, today, I trust God fully. Instead, our minds race to what we must fix, who we must handle, what might go wrong. We shoulder the burden alone, carrying tomorrow's worries on today's back. But Ephesians 6:10 doesn't say be strong in yourself. It says be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Strength was never meant to originate from us. It's received from him. Psalm 46:1 calls God our very present help in trouble. So why do we act like orphans? Choose his might over your muscle. It's not weakness to depend, it's wisdom. Giants rarely start big, they grow in our thoughts. Fear rehearses worst case scenarios. Worry amplifies problems. Anxiety turns molehills into mountains. The enemy knows this. Make God seem small and the issue huge. In 1 Samuel 17, Goliath towered physically, but Israel's real giant was fear. They cowered 40 days, David saw differently. Who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of the living God? To David, Goliath was small because God was big. Sisters and brothers, your giant bills, health scares, broken relationships grow when you magnify them over God. But when you see through faith, giants shrink. I say it 41 times. Fear not, for I am with you. I will uphold you. The only way something becomes a giant is if it convinces you you're small, but you are not small. You are his. God has never lost to a giant, not once. Not ever scriptures, giants always fall when God steps in. Goliath mocked but fell to a stone. The Red Sea blocked but parted for Moses. Jericho's walls loomed but crumbled at a shout. Even death, the ultimate giant, bowed to Jesus' resurrection. What looks massive to you is manageable to him. What feels impossible is already measured in his hands. When giants taunt, remember, your God turns tadpoles into testimonies. He hasn't lost yet, and he won't start with you. You don't manufacture courage or fake confidence. You don't muscle through in your power. You say, Father, lend me yours. When you do, fear loses grip as peace guards your heart. Obstacles lose voices. God makes ways in wilderness. Giants lose power as his strength perfects your weakness. Borrowed strength isn't a crutch, it's a crown. It's resting in the one who never tires. Today, exchange your exhaustion for his energy. This day may have roadblocks, challenges, even giants, but none outside the God walking with you. You're not stepping into unknown territory alone. You're advancing in borrowed strength, covered by unchanging power, guided by unfailing love. As Psalm 118:6 declares, the Lord is on my side. I will not fear what can man do to me. Face today not in dread, but independent. Your giants are already defeated in him. Church, let's rise in borrowed strength. The day is won before it begins. Father, today I choose your strength over mine, your perspective over my fear, your bigness over my limitations. I refuse to feel small in a world where you reign supreme. I take on your strength today and overcome everything that gets in the way. Thank you, Father. I love you so much. Amen.